Yeah, I think it depends on what one looks at, but it has been largely successful in terms of creating awareness, making people alert, citizens alert about things around them, about their rights, about how to demand for accountability. Because increasingly, I'm seeing that from when we started with the portfolio exhibition, there were fewer people who were active, but now it's the people demanding for the exhibitions, and their participation is quite widespread. They don't even have to first call on me. At times, they just immediately start exposing, bringing out issues that they think need to be talked about or where they need accountability from the different institutions. So I think it has been largely successful in that regard. But also, we've seen on a number of occasions, different institutions have come out at least to explain with the roads. Kampala Capital City Authority came up, Parliament discussed it, even the same thing was seen with the health sector. Parliament, they have been a bit adamant, but you clearly see that the debate is out there in the public, different media houses are discussing it now, even those that have been quiet, where you traditionally have expected that it's the media houses that would have broken these stories, but instead now, it's us to break the stories and then media houses come in to discuss and follow up, maybe get more evidence, at times follow up on the clues that we have brought up, that we have unearthed. So I think in terms of initiating debates, in terms of sensitizing the public to understand their power and that they can put their leaders to account, that is where the exhibitions have been successful.
Yeah, indeed, it has garnered a lot of awareness locally and even internationally. But then we are hearing of allegations of threats to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, of course, the threats are there. I've gotten to know them through different channels, getting to know that Parliament, certain powerful people in Parliament contacted the Uganda Communications Commission asking for my details, communications, where I what I moved to, how I moved, which clearly shows that it's beyond them. Maybe you would have suspected that they want to know who I deal with, because some have come up with allegations that this is supported by the gay community, more of excuses, it's supported by different kinds of groups. So you would have expected that maybe that's what they want to find out, but that wouldn't require knowing my movements. And then information comes out around the same time from security circles that they had wanted to kidnap me and some of the others. So the threats are there, and they seem to be more prominent or more closer in this exhibition than they were before. Even during the health exhibitions, I had such threats, but in this particular one, they have been quite much more pronounced.
Are you concerned about your safety? How safe are you?
Because it could be partly to scare off, but you cannot take it for granted, because we've seen things happen to other people. We've seen the case of Kakwenza, who was tortured very badly. We've seen other people who have been kidnapped in these vans that have come to be known as drones. So you cannot really take it for granted. Even if it's just a mere threat, you have to take precautions. I'm taking precautions. I know it could be just a threat, but given that in some instances, as the one I've mentioned, the Uganda Communications Commission, I have it on authority that they have asked for these files, for information about me to be provided. I know that this is not just a threat. If it had been a threat, maybe they would go through someone to present it to me as an alert. But this is not just that.
And have you contacted the authorities? What response have you gotten from them?
I haven't, because in this case, it would be police that you report to, knowing the other precedents where people reported to police about matters of this kind, which are politically instigated. You don't really expect much. So even if they offer to give me security, I would be unsafe with their own security. I wouldn't really feel secure. So I just take my own security measures, try and find ways of adjusting how I live, how I move, how I communicate, all that. But I don't think that going reporting to police would help.